pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Gilbert, for coming tonight. I guess it's still summertime, so everybody sitting out there does not have a lot to do on their summer vacation, so we're glad to have you here. The only comments I have, just for the rest of the board members, we had a really good meeting last week with our architects, Tetra Tech, and we were in here for probably maybe an hour and a half. They gave us a really, really good presentation. In your agenda, there's the actual presentation that they gave us, and it's, if you get a chance, go over it. It's pretty comprehensive. That's pretty exciting. I mean, literally all the stuff we're going to do here for the next couple of years is laid out pretty good in this presentation. So I think buildings and grounds is probably going to have a busy year. Some of the other committees maybe not as much. And so we'll do the best we can to keep the rest of the board members who aren't on that committee informed as to what's going on. Please ask questions, but it's good stuff that's going on. Quick update on 3 August. We had a barbecue, chicken barbecue, that the Elks sponsored for the girls' basketball team. And Boyd Hunt is totally qualified now, flipping chickens, and he brought a whole bunch of corn that we sold corn there at the same time, God bless him. And Darren Engelson, the same thing. And the best part was probably almost all the girls' basketball team was there. Yeah, the parents, they ran the whole food line. They did the whole nine yards. So it was just, you know, it was totally the kids that did most of the work. We made $1,500 for them, so it was a good day.
That's great.
Coming up here on 31 August, the girls' softball team, they've been pretty smart. The coaches know that the village-wide yard sale is the best time to sell things because everybody's out looking at each other's garbage and somebody wants something to eat, so we sell out easily. So if you are in town on the 31st of August, which is the first Saturday of Labor Day weekend, it's the village town-wide sale. We'll be out there with Chris Baskew and Pam Torty and hopefully most of the girls in the softball team trying to repeat what we did for the basketball team. So that's all I have. All right. Any other board members? Nothing for me.
Well, officially welcome Kate for her first official Board of Education meeting as our business manager. What I'd like to do, I didn't tell you that, you know, I'd like you to do this, but our elementary summer programs are wrapping up, have wrapped up, and we had excellent participation and great attendance throughout the program. So, Judy, if you'd like to make mention of anything in regard to that summer program, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm sure the board would like to hear a little bit.
So we had a kinder camp that ran for 6 weeks, 3 days a week. Our incoming kindergartners come Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 to noon. It gives them a little dose of what school might be like and gets those things like, where's the bathroom? When am I going to see my mom? how does this all work? They read a story. They do a little project. 20 kinders registered. 18 kind of show like first day with intent, and they have an average attendance of 14. We had six of our kinder campers who came 100% of the time. They had a great experience. Only one day did the little guy not want to get off the bus. So he and I chatted for a while, and we came to an agreement, and we made that work. Having taught kindergarten for a long time, I have some experience with that kind of idea. The Y camp at Whitehall Elementary School also runs for 6 weeks of the summer. It's 5 days a week. Monday through Thursday is kind of an academic morning, but a day camp afternoon. And Friday is a field trip, all sponsored by the local YMCA. We partnered with them for some of the costs for camp staff. They're here from 9 to 2. We had 87 kids originally registered, intended to come. We've had some kids move and whatnot. So we had 75 actual campers show up. And for the 8 weeks, we had an average attendance in the primary end. We had 16 of 19, 15 of 18, 11 of 14, 11 of 13, and 7 out of 11. So overall, about an 80% attendance average for those camp programs. At first, when the Y came and started the program with with two primary grade levels. We had eight campers. So they've been a great partner with us. They run a super program. They provide a ton of training and activities, and the kids were incredibly well behaved and had a really good experience. They get a t-shirt, they go out. The Y makes sure that our shirts are maroon and white for our campers so you can see them. There's a whole pack of them that went headed out to Great Escape for their last Friday field trip. And I couldn't have been more proud of the group of teachers working with them, and the kids had a really super experience.
Sorry. One of the things we talk about most regularly in education is the backslide that we see from our student population over the course of the summer. And the benefit to this very large group of students from the elementary school that participated in these programs, we don't see that level of backslide. So we're actually able to hit the ground running with students, some of our students that are most at risk that attend these summer programs. Additionally, today our summer science camp began. We're running both an afternoon and a morning program this year, so we've got a double number of students that are able to participate. So yet another great opportunity at the elementary school. So thank you. Today started our railroader camp here at the junior senior high.
We have 46. We have 70 sixth graders this year. We have 46 of them here today. Very good.
So it's another great event to help get those sixth graders acclimated to the junior senior high. It will certainly help smooth that transition beginning of the year, the number of students that are participating. So it's really great news to see.
Sports practices started right
today,
now.
Yeah. So it'll be a nice warm day for the first day of practices. Certainly builds character. Let's see, that's all I have. We're still awaiting the results of the three-story testing, and we've already kind of shared some preliminary data that's not yet fully released in regard to our Regents results, which were simply stellar. We're so exceptionally pleased with how our students performed and how part of our teachers have been working. So can't wait to see the data regionally.
Yeah, last week we had August Regents exams, and out of all the different exams, we only had one student out of all of them not pass all those exams as well.
Wow. How many kids were taking the summer test?
Really depends. So like living environment, we had five. English, we only had two. We had a few, four for U.S. history, but we didn't need any for global, so less than other years, and trying to chase kids down. It's hard to get kids to come in during the summer.
So we're extremely pleased with the performance we've had over the past few years. And instead of making small gains, we've made
algebra plans. Two, Kim, all every two student who retook those in the summer all passed as well.
Good stuff happened, Ross. That's all I have. Okay, we're to the treasurer's report. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the reports as listed. Case, you have anything you'd like to add in reference to any of these, or are you happy with the reports as they're read?
No, they're very comprehensive. I think the treasurer's reports you got are some of the most informative I've seen. So Jody did a great job.
So we have a motion to approve the reports as presented.
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second. Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Items requiring board action. First one up is approval of board minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes that are listed. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Norton?
Second.
Mr. Barber? Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE, CPSE minutes.
Brian was extremely busy at the end of the year, so I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of April 30, May 13, 14, 22, 23, 29, June 4, 10, 20, August 5th. Mike had the wonderful opportunity to sign all of those.
My friend never told me about that. That's if I saw my name that many times, it was in the military. we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Waters, second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, the district-wide school safety plan.
Each year, we are required by the state of New York to post to our school website the district-wide school safety plan for at least 30 days. We have been posted for that period of time. You've had the opportunity to review the district-wide school safety plan, and I would recommend the board take action to approve that plan.
We have a motion.
So
moved. Mr. LaChapelle, the second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The building safety plans, again, different. And I think these are a little more sensitive.
Yes, the building safety plans each year need to be updated. Those updates are provided only to the Board of Education members and to law enforcement. They are confidential documents as they review our actual building plans in the event of an emergency. That said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the 2019-2020 building safety plans.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second.
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our PSI proposal for asbestos abatement.
As part of the building project, the district needed to undergo some specific testing for asbestos and other dangerous products within the school district. We're very pleased that the bids came in under the estimates that came from Tetra Tech. With that said, I would like to recommend the board approve the PSI proposal.
Do you have a motion to authorize this proposal?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second?
Second.
We'll give it to Mrs. Norton on that one. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The tax warrant resolution.
Yearly, the tax warrant resolution needs to be adopted by the Board of Education regarding the warrant and taxes to be collected by the district. With that said, I'd like to recommend the board to take action to approve our tax warrant.
We have a motion for the tax warrant.
So moved.
Mrs. Waters, second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then related to that, tax rolls and authorization for tax levy resolution.
Again, documentation needs to be reviewed on a yearly basis to ensure that we're taxing our properties throughout the district appropriately. With that said, I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the tax rolls as well as to authorize our tax levy for the school year.
We have a motion to authorize the tax levy.
So moved.
Mr. Barber, second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion at all? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. IHO rotational list selection.
The IHO references impartial hearing officers. Impartial hearing officers are individuals that would preside over a case if a parent has a concern in regard to recommendations that are made through special education. And in the event that that happens, there's a list of impartial hearing officers that would be selected from on a rotating basis, and each district needs to approve those lists each year. So I would recommend the board take action to approve that list.
Do we have a motion to approve the list?
So moved.
Mrs. Waters, a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The approval of members, CSE, CPSE, parent manifestation for 2019-2020 school year.
Again, another yearly event. Members that sit on the CSE and CPSE need to be approved as well as individual parent members. The parent members are there to help support individual parents. Those students have an identifying condition. Those students that sit on the panel also have a child with a handicapping condition, so they're there to actually
Mr. LaChapelle, second.
Second.
Mrs. Waters, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. We're down to resignations and terminations.
With great thanks and the anticipation of appointment this evening to the vice principal's position for multiple years of service, I would like to thank and ask the Board of Education to approve the resignation of Ethan Burgess from the position of student or teacher and dean of students, effective today.
Do we have a motion to approve that resignation?
So moved.
Mrs. Waters, a second.
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And now on to appointments. Do we have any is there anybody opposed to reading these together?
Individually.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. David Foote as a school physician for the 19-20 school year. That appointment would be based on an as-needed basis.
We have a motion for that. Mr. LaChapelle, second.
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd like to recommend that the board take action to approve Mr. Taylor Cook to the position of physical education health teacher in a tenure track area of physical education, and that is on a four-year probationary appointment. And Taylor actually is joining us this evening, sitting out here in the audience. Welcome.
Hi.
Let's hope this works out okay. Motion.
So moved.
Mr. Barber,
second.
Ms. Waters, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Now we can say aye.
We always give
here
and we always give our teachers that come on appointment the opportunity to share about 5 or 10 minutes of their education.
And if you want,
we'll take a note.
Congratulations and welcome. I'd like to recommend the appointment of Mrs. Rosalind Thomas to the position of fifth grade teacher. Again, tenure track area of childhood education, 4 year tenure track term.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Waters,
sorry.
Second.
Second.
Norton, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'd like to recommend the appointment of Mrs. Catherine Johnson to the position of guidance counselor. Catherine would be working at the elementary school in a 4 year tenure track position.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Norton, second. Mr. LaChapelle. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the appointment of Mr. Ethan Burgess to the position of assistant principal in tenure track administration. Again, 4 year tenure track position.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Waters, second.
Second.
Mr. Barber. All those opposed? Are all those in favor?
Can I ask a couple questions about that, though?
Sure.
Can you, just so we're all on the same page, this is really good. We've eliminated the dean position, correct?
Correct.
And we don't anticipate filling that going forward?
No.
Okay. So what is the net spend between the abolishment of that?
The abolishment of that and creation of this position is about $7,000. That additional $7,000 in additional cost for the vice principal position would be spent over the course of 3 years in the position as a dean, so it's a net zero. But in addition, when we looked at creating this position, what we had discussed was the fact that we are looking at appointing only one SRO, plus savings that we saw in relation to some other administrative hires in regard to health insurance. So we are still pretty significantly below where we budgeted for the 1920 school year. When we sent out the information throughout the course of the past couple months, the primary purpose of this position is really to help us get a handle on K through 12 discipline issues, and one of our big focuses this year is going to be on attendance because of how substantial attendance impacts students' performance. Lastly, this position would help us with the ability to better address our APPR plans without going to the potential expense of bringing in a third-party vendor to do some of our evaluations now that we've got the additional administrative position.
So this is actually an administrative position?
Yes, vice principal.
And the certifications are all good?
He has completed everything necessary, including his tests, which he completed a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Last Monday.
His testing is completed, so all he has remaining for final certification is his internship, which he is now completing. His internship certificate will be
provided by
tomorrow, 24 hours.
Yeah, I signed off on his paperwork for that, so you know, a week ago.
Who's going to be responsible for curriculum development since we're moving Chris to the elementary school?
Curriculum development, what we had talked about was Chris is going to be K through 8. So Chris will be K through 8 because it makes sense to have the continuation of K through 8. Jeff ultimately will oversee curriculum at the high school level with hopefully the vast majority of the work being done by the department heads now that there's been a pretty significant amount of training done with the department heads and departments for curriculum work.
So is there any change, I mean, or maybe you could highlight the changes between the dean of student position that he previously held and the assistant principal, because last there was discussion on deans helping with APPR evaluations when we created that position.
Yeah, he was able to do that. The changes that are coming from the New York State Education Department are very, very specific in regard to what level of support individuals without administrative certification are able to do. And they're moving away from allowing deans of students, they're moving away from allowing peer evaluation as part of the evaluation of the APPR plan. Yeah. With that said, we would need to actually bring in an additional administrator on a contractual basis to do some of our APPR work, which is exceptionally expensive. That's happening in some other school districts that are smaller and don't have the administrative staff necessary. In addition, having a dean of students dealing with some problems within the classrooms and ultimately sometimes with teachers puts a dean of students in a very precarious position when they could be seen as potentially counseling one of their fellow union members.
Because the dean is part of the teacher's contract.
Yeah, these are all points that I brought up when we created the dean position. We stumbled up against
some of those things. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is really making the recommendation before this position as an administrative position, which solves the vast majority of these issues and still keeps us on our budget. We're not adding budgetary figures.
We've been getting a waiver from the state for the APPR.
Yeah. The dean scope was kind of previously more 6 to 12, whereas the assistant principal will have a K to 12 scope.
Yeah, we have the ability to have that person fill in for Judy in the event that Judy's at a conference or a workshop or ill, and fill in for Jeff when, you know, completely fill in for Jeff when Jeff is here, because they've got the ability to handle the day-to-day operational issues as well as suspend.
I'll tell you, I like the idea of having some regularity to our K through 12 discipline matrix. I think that there historically have been two completely separate worlds, and I think we owe it to our students to improve on that.
And our staff.
Kind of a small district, too. Like I said, Ethan's a great guy and does an awesome job. I just think our school system's small. And
actually, just to give you a little bit of information, I did pull this information. Cambridge, Granville, and Greenwich all have assistant principals, same size as us.
Actually, have two per group.
Stillwater,
each building.
Waterford, and Lake George are outside of our community. All three have assistant principals. Lake George moved away from that. They called it a different administrative position name, but it's still there. And then Corinth has three principals, and then the same size as us. They've got a middle school principal as well. So our districts are similar sized. Anybody that's a similar size has a vice principal.
And they just added a middle school, elementary school, assistant principal.
Will Ethan have the capability to assist Judy with evaluations and whatnot?
We've
already sent him to training, Roxanne.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So
he's already certified. Just so you know,
Rich didn't seem to have time to get to all of that because he's so many.
The last time you told us,
he was able to do drop-in.
It's
Yes.
Okay.
So you know what this does is it helps us get the minutia that we are required by the state to do out of the way so that we can actually focus on instruction, which is our primary goal.
And Pat, all things being equal, what's your time frame as far as retirement goes? I mean, it's good to have a bench. I mean, I'm a firm believer in having a bench behind you in the event something does happen.
Yeah.
August.
I'm not staying forever.
So August 17th, 2024, Pat? 23? I think that's it.
You wish me, I think, a happy anniversary, but it was actually my birthday this past week.
Okay.
I turned 50. And then you thought I was celebrating my 50th anniversary. I mean,
that's
what
it
says.
So 5 years from Saturday, Roxanne is the actual answer.
I read it wrong.
What is it? Right.
Yeah. Really, this is a lot of what our discussions have been. We've got an outstanding administrative team in place with Julie and Brian and Jeff, and with Ethan on board. What we're doing is we're kind of planning for that future as well. For the district going ahead.
Okay, so if you look at the net spend between what we're eliminating, what we're creating, for $7,000 a year. If we have the potential to bring more discipline and stability to those classrooms, why would we not do that?
But then there's a cost savings to having to bring in contract.
But if you just look at net for $7,000, why would we not support that?
And assistance.
It's a no-brainer.
Admin already. I mean, it's going to give assistance to Jeff and Judy.
I mean, I've heard horror stories about students throwing chairs and desks, and everybody gets hauled out of the classroom.
Yep.
What is the impact of education from that?
And, we're not going to be able to solve all those problems, but certainly we're going to be able to get a better handle on it if we've got the right people working in the right capacity. And we've got the right people working in the right capacity.
Yeah. So, I have no other comments.
It's okay. Nobody else is the time to do it. If not, all those in favor of this appointment.
I don't know if you get a motion.
All those in favor?
We have a motion and a second.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Roxanne and Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you.
So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Do what?
No.
Okay. Two.
I oppose.
Okay. Carried.
Okay. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Christine Stark and Jessica Westerman. To the position of substitute cleaner. What they've been doing, they've actually been working in this capacity in the district apparently for years and had never previously been appointed. So we're kind of retro appointing them for their summer work that they do. So I can go back to that one after.
Oh, okay.
Where'd you go?
Yeah, I go back to that one after. Okay, we're starting on this one.
He went all the way to the bottom.
What did you say?
I don't know what I did.
He went all the way to the bottom.
Yeah, I skipped the
You skipped Mallory Grant.
Yeah. I'm good. I can go back. So,
so we have a motion on our substitute cleaners. Mrs. Agnes Waters. Second, Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Now go back up the hill.
Okay.
Suzanne
I'd like
Moon.
To recommend the board take action to approve Suzanne Moon. The position of our substance abuse designee. We appointed Suzanne last month to the position of high school guidance counselor, and our prior guidance counselor had served in this position as well. Basically, we're the go-to person in the district for substance abuse issues.
We have a motion to appoint Ms. Moon.
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion?
Is there a stipend associated with that position?
There is not.
Okay.
We could attach one to it if you'd like.
Nope.
No.
Good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Mrs. Mallard and Mihalicek as our high school special education teacher, a 4-year tenure track position. What I would like to make mention of, we are still pending her New York State certification. She has been a teacher in Maryland and other states for several years, and they've moved back to the region. I have been in contact with New York State certification. There appears to be no issues with her certification, but that is something we would rescind in the event that her certification does not come through.
How long does she have?
She can work for 6 months without that certification, but we anticipate it coming before the end of the school year.
She has applied, and she's just pending the final.
How slow is the system usually works?
The application went in about a week and a half ago, so we anticipate it coming pretty quickly. Because everything's in, it already shows that it's under review, so we should get the answer quickly.
Okay. Do we have a motion for this appointment?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Mrs. Waters, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Grant Gibo to the position of teaching assistant here within the district. We would have Grant working in the DL lab, and he would have a 4-year tenure track position.
What lab did you say that was on?
The distance learning lab.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a motion, Mr. Okay. Mr. Barber, we have a second.
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Next up, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the list of mentors as outlined in your agenda.
Any problem with putting these all together?
Can't get the help in here.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second.
Second.
Mrs. Waters, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I would like to recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Grant Gibo to the position of unpaid volunteer assistant coach for modified football and assistant varsity football for the 19-20 school year.
Lucky a lot of people do this on their own. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do you have a second?
Second, yeah.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion?
How does that work with liability in regards to a volunteer position, or if things are not working well, you really can't fire a volunteer?
Well, we can. We can.
You can.
We can't
okay.
be on campus at one time if there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And our school liability coverage covers anyone who we appoint here at the board. If we had Joe Schmo show up from off the street, and the coaches allowed the person on there, and they did something, unsafe, there wouldn't be coverage for something like that.
But
ultimately, we'd be covered.
He was a certified coach, so
he's completed everything necessary.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you.
And one of the benefits here is we had the first couple of years that I was here, we didn't have anyone working in the district that was coaching or involved in the football team. Now we do with Grant as well as Darren. So it's good to have somebody on campus, on a school grounds that are kind of keeping an eye on those kids and keeping them in line throughout the season.
Understood.
So definitely beneficial.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, something very important, our superintendent's contract. This, we've discussed this before, so.
I can't recommend it, but I sure would encourage it.
Do we have a motion to approve the addendum that you've all been presented with to the superintendent's contract? So moved. Mr. Barber, we have a second. Waters, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Disposals.
Okay, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve a series of items here, some of which have value, some of which don't. Those that do have value, we would be putting on auction center international at this point. I'm guessing probably the sewing machines, perhaps the bandsaw, our soccer scoreboard is toasted, and those books are really outdated. But we'll look into potential values on those and make a decision on what's best to do with them.
So do we have a motion on disposals? Mr. Washington, I'll second. Second. Mr. Barber, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Are the sewing machines vintage?
They're out in the hall. I can show you when we're done.
Seriously, the vintage is huge right now, so the sewing machines may...
There's four of them right around the corner. I can show you when we're done if you want.
Okay.
You have to pump it when you put it.
That's worth the money.
Just like my
Okay, we're at the building use request.
We have had our annual building use request from the good folks at the Skeen Manor for a basket party on November 23. Recommend that we take action to approve that business request.
We have a motion for that request.
Second.
Ms. Waters, second. Ms. Norton?
Yes, please.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That's good because the Latica sisters would not be happy.
That's right, they wouldn't be.
And I don't want to hear them yell at me.
I said Gene and Joan.
You'd have to figure out which one first.
Yeah. Usually come together, don't they?
Yeah.
They do an awesome job.
Tag team.
Okay, officers sworn in.
Kim has gone through and met with each individuals listed. Kristen Oben, Daniel Palmer, Roxanne Waters twice, and Carrie Arquette have all been sworn in on the dates listed.
Code of Ethics.
Yep, the Code of Ethics is attached to your agenda, and I distributed it previous Friday, just to make sure that everyone's aware of the Code of Ethics under which we all have to operate.
And we're down to public comments related to tonight's agenda.
One of two things. Roxanne, to answer your question about the sewing machines, we put 17 up for bid 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we made about $35 off.
Okay.
Because they were, many are non-working.
Okay.
You
make one of
them. Thank you.
The second thing I'd like to say is I'd like to give kudos to Chris Dudley and thank him for the use of his refrigerated trucks during our power shutdown while we were having the pole replaced. It was a godsend, and it made our lives a lot easier in the maintenance department. So, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you. And certainly our buildings and ground staff did an excellent job on those couple of days shuffling things around to make sure that our students had locations to go and they rolled with the punches when the power didn't come back on when we were supposed to. And our tech guys did a great job when everything blipped and none of our technology worked when it was supposed to. So we got creative for a couple of days. We were almost Amish.
The other thing too, Pat, the canine guys want to thank you for letting them use there. They got a brand new dog, and the school is.
It's we're definitely happy to partner with law enforcement, EMS, and fire anytime. We have the opportunity to. The more officers we can get on campus and in the buildings, the better they know our buildings, the safer our student body is. So always happy to help.
Awesome. Any other comments? I know we're all sad to hear it's time to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn. Mr. Barber.
Wow.
No discussion, I'm sure. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you very much.
Thanks, all.
Look forward to seeing everybody next month.
Next Monday.